You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. This week, a repair team is set to help restore Tonga's internet after a volcanic eruption and tsunami last month severed the country's primary communication connection to the rest of the world, a submarine cable, one of many that crisscross the floors of oceans and seas around the planet. Around 95% of global telecommunications run through fewer than 500 of these cables. In fact, if you're listening to this outside of the U.S., this episode itself has traveled along a cable, or multiple cables, at the bottom of the ocean to make its way to you. To unpack this technology and also how this industry works, I spoke with Alan Malden. He's a research director for Telegeography, a market research and consulting firm.
So it might be a surprise to many people, but the vast, vast majority of all international communications is traveling on fiber optic cables across land and under the ocean. So it's not going through the air and it's not going over a satellite. It's going physically over fiber.
And particularly over fiber under the sea. Can you talk about sort of the global infrastructure of these undersea cables?
Submarine cables are indeed the dominant way that all types of telecom traffic is carried between continents all over the world, whether it's a web page, a Zoom call, whatever. It's all being carried under these cables. And most countries have many different cables to provide a very resilient and robust network so that if there is damage to one cable, the data can flow then over alternate paths.
Who builds and controls this infrastructure?
So traditionally, the primary companies that built cables were the telecom carriers, companies like Orange in France or AT&T, who would join together as part of a consortium. Increasingly, though, the biggest change in the last decade is we're seeing companies like Google and Facebook especially, who have gotten into this as well. They want to have the lowest cost per bit to send data around the world, and cables offer that.
You have people like Elon Musk investing in Starlink technology, you know, using satellites for global communication. But companies like Meta and Google are continuing to put money into the subsea cable industry. Why is that?
Satellites that are being built by Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos with his Kuiper project with Amazon, they are not trying to replace cables or do what cables do. The purpose of these systems is to provide a way to reach underserved or totally unserved parts of the world where there is no access to high-speed broadband service presently. So the capacity of something like a Starlink is in no way able to replace the capacity of what a submarine cable can offer.
That was Alan Malden of Telegeography, who I talked to via a cable running across the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.